This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today's episode was actually a request from folks who get my VIP email. Those are emails that go out every Sunday. If you are not yet on the list, you can quite easily get on it. Just go to primalpotential.com/VIP, and you can just drop in your email address, and you won't miss a thing. So I sent out an email and I shared that I'd been reading a book and had a really great aha moment that I wanted to share. And it resonated with so many people that they wanted a podcast diving more deeply into what we shared. So I'm going to partially read the email to you and also partially expand on it in today's short episode. While it will be a short episode, hopefully, it will be one that really not only gets you thinking, but gets you making some meaningful changes in your life. And I started off the email by saying that I wrote the email with hesitation because I wasn't sure that I could do justice to the idea in writing, but hopefully I can do more justice to the idea in a podcast. So months and months ago, a friend of mine recommended that I read, or really more appropriately experience, because it's not just a book that you read, Mark Batterson's book, Draw the Circle. So I immediately got it the day that she recommended it. And I hadn't been super consistent in reading it daily. It's kind of like a daily devotional style thing. But whenever I did pick it up, it hit me where I needed to be hit on that day. It was really, really kind of crazy. So before I sent this email, I had picked up the book because I intentionally keep it out as a reminder for me to turn to it regularly. And I picked up where I left off, which happened to be on page 62. And within minutes, I felt like I had a huge opportunity for growth right in front of me. And kind of to paraphrase what happens in that chapter on page 62, Batterson tells this story of a guy who took a huge leap of faith. Essentially, his company, I think it was a church, needed to come up with several thousand dollars, maybe even like $15,000. I don't remember the number. And he decided that not only was he not going to leave his place of work, there was like this one circle area that he was not going to leave until they came up with this money collectively as a community. And, you know, his wife and his kids would come visit him every day and they would bring him meals, and they even had to bring like a porta potty into this small area. And he tells this story, and then reflecting on it, he says, crazy, right? Because I think that's what most people are thinking, right? This crazy idea, who would do that? But then he says, or maybe it's not crazy. Maybe our normal is so subnormal that normal seems abnormal. I'm going to paraphrase that a little bit because it's so powerful. I don't want anybody to miss it. Maybe we have watered down what normal is so much that even normal seems like a stretch. Seems like reaching, seems aggressive. Maybe we have tampered down our idea of normal and played it so safe and so small that what used to be normal, what could be normal, now seems abnormal. Our normal is so subnormal that normal seems abnormal. And then it says, maybe we need a new normal. Bold prayers and big dreams are normal. Anything else is subnormal. And I immediately was like, yeah, I see this every day. I've seen this in my own life. I see this every day with my clients. I see this with things that we look at in terms of health and finances. Our normal is so subnormal that normal itself seems abnormal. in, you know, my own life, stressed and rushed is not normal. It's subnormal. And maybe I've just gone with it for so long that it seems like normal, but it's really not. It's subnormal, right? Mediocre is not normal. It is subnormal. The average, the status quo, that is not normal. Average is not the same thing as normal. More often than not, it is quite dramatically subnormal. Less than vibrantly healthy. Anything less than vibrantly healthy is not normal. It's subnormal. And I agree wholeheartedly with Batterson's conclusion that we need a new normal. And it reminded me of an episode that I did back in January. It was episode 711, about how normal isn't the same thing as healthy. And when we look at things like blood pressure or mile time or cholesterol, we confuse normal and healthy, and they're not the same thing. Normal is often quite subnormal, right? Using blood pressure as an easy example, a lot of people think that 120 over 80 is normal. But it's not. Our normal has become subnormal. That's not healthy. It's just average. And that's not the same thing. Healthy and average and normal don't mean the same thing. A fasting blood sugar under 100 is not healthy. It's not normal. Maybe it is average, but our normal has become subnormal. And so slowly that we just think that, you know, better is aggressive. Better is not necessary. Better is crazy or too much. Is it though? Or have we just spent so much time with subnormal that we have reprogrammed ourselves to just lower our limits, lower our standards on what normal is? I see this all the time around the mindset with losing weight. People obsess about losing weight for so long, and they develop all of these unhealthy mindsets and behaviors around food that then they decide that normal is just relax, be cool with the overweight body. Now that's your choice, but I would be remiss to not ask the question, has your normal become subnormal? Has my normal become subnormal? And I think there's something to be said for raising our standards. Obviously, with a healthy mindset, right? It's not normal to be obsessive compulsive and miserable, for sure. And if you don't have a healthy mindset, if it's either I pursue this goal or I'm relaxed, then you're doing it wrong, right? I say this all the time, that binary is the opposite of creativity. If it's either this or it's that, you need to expand your perspective. If it's either this or that, you need to expand your perspective. We definitely need a new normal. In my own life, I've done a lot of work to create big dreams and big goals and feel comfortable with what I thought was a stretch, which might have been in large part that my normal had become subnormal. There's also a lot of areas where I have work to do, where my normal remains subnormal, right? Bickering and tension in my relationship is not normal. That is subnormal. But when we acclimate to that idea for so long, then having a relationship that is always kind, that is always considerate, that always has passion can seem crazy. But it's not crazy. It's just that our normal became subnormal. Living paycheck to paycheck is not normal, guys. It's subnormal. Feeling like your life is confined to the limits of your budget, that is not normal. It is subnormal. And we've accepted it because it's easier, because it's comfortable, because it's familiar, because there's a huge difference between average and normal. Where have you settled for subnormal for so long, or witnessed subnormal for so long that you now think it's normal? Where have you settled for subnormal? In what area of your life have you settled for subnormal for so long that now you think it's normal? Or is it maybe that you're telling yourself it's normal so you feel better about not pursuing more? Because pursuing more would demand more of you, and that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe that's exactly what you need to do. It probably is exactly what you need to do. Where have you just been using that word, normal, average, good enough, fine, so that you feel better about not raising your standards. This is so common, right? It feels uncomfortable to raise your standards for your health, so we play the like normal card. It's fine. It's better than before. Or we play the card that pursuing more was too much, when really maybe your mindset was too much. Your mindset wasn't where it needed to be. Your discipline, your consistency, your attitude wasn't where it needed to be. Are you just settling or being complacent? So after I read that little chapter in Draw the Circle, which I'll link to over in the show notes, primalpotential.com/754, I grabbed a pen, I grabbed my journal, and I started asking myself some questions. Where is my normal actually subnormal? And I'll put these questions in the show notes along with a link to the book, primalpotential.com/754. Where is my normal actually subnormal? Where do I want more? Where is it more comfortable to settle than to strive? Where is it more comfortable to settle than to strive? How can I be more bold or more audacious or more tenacious? And how would that serve me? What stories do I have to stop telling in order to make these changes, right? What beliefs do I need to shift, or what stories do I need to stop telling in order to make these changes? Well, yes, this episode is brief. I think sometimes that's where a lot of our opportunity is, because we can take this and we can answer these questions for ourselves, and we can begin to raise our standards, shift our perspective, create a new normal. And that's where the power is, right? The power is not in the words that are coming out of my mouth. The power is in what you do with them. Where is your normal actually subnormal? Where do you want more? Where is it more comfortable for you to settle than to strive? How can you be more bold, audacious, or tenacious? And how will that serve you? What stories do you need to stop telling, or what beliefs do you need to change in order to upgrade your normal? I'm excited to hear and to see what you do with these questions, but I want to wrap up with the way that Batterson wrote this in the book. Maybe our normal is so subnormal that normal seems abnormal. Maybe we need a new normal. Bold prayers and big dreams are normal. Anything else is subnormal. So let's all get to work creating a new normal. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.